Thank you all for coming to the next Lubavitch Rabbi Chavurah. So we've been going through some midos in Avodas Hashem that the Rebbe emphasized, the particular spin the Rebbe gave on them, and hopefully they're going to come together and coalesce to see how they stood behind a lot of the activities of Chabad in the second half of the 20th century. So we dealt with Simcha for the last two Chavurahs, and this week we're going to deal with the midah of Bitachon. And just as an introduction, I don't think that the Rebbe here is going to say major chidushim about the midah of Bitachon. It's more just he himself basically admits or notes that what his theory about Bitachon, what he's going to push, has been said by previous people. In a footnote, he lists five or six Rishonim and Achronim who say the same idea. But with everything, it's always the way you say it, the spin, and how much you emphasize it, and how much you connect it to the Maisa activities, all of which the Rebbe did. So he's going to start off with an analysis of a parsha in Chumash, a story in Chumash with a Rashi, like he also often does, move from there to a broader discussion of Bitachon. So this is from, I'm sorry I didn't put it on top, this is from the Likutei Sichos Lamed Vav. It's the first piece in the Likutei Sichos Lamed Vav, the first piece on Parsha Shmos. Moshe grows up, he goes out to see his brothers. He goes through the parsha. Pirush Rashi, Vayira Moshe. Moshe is scared after the people tell him, are you going to kill us the same way you killed that Mitzri? So Rashi says, Kasa, Kipshuto. Moshe was scared. Umidrasho, Daglo, Al Sharabi, Yisrael, Rashaim, Deluturin. So Moshe was worried over the fact that he saw that there were tattletales among the Jews, and therefore maybe they were not fitting to be redeemed. Why did Rashi bring the Medrash? The Rebbe's thesis about Rashi is Rashi is always responding to some problem in a text. So what's wrong with the Pasha of Shad that Moshe was scared? Moshe was scared over the fact that it was known that he killed a Mitzri. Maybe Gam is Pirush Medrash Shadag V'Kul Gomer Shema Inam Ruim Legal Sheino Remez Bekra. This is no hint to in the pasuk. So why does Rashi bring it? Rashi Lefi Pirush Zeh B'Tiyura Moshe Tzukin Lo Tzikam Hemshak Hakasov V'Yomer Achin Noda Hadavar Midei Pshuto Nikaya Al Rikas Mitzri V'Atam Yirasa Shalosha. The Farsho B'Inyan Achir Shochin Gam Shami V'Rashi La'Akrei Pirush K'Mashmo As Pirush Medrash. Now this idea of Moshe being scared over the fact that Jews are tattletales also forces you to change the second half of the pasuk over hadavar. What is hadavar? So according to the Medrash, hadavar must mean the reason why the Jews are in galus. So you have to be happy both the first half and the second half of the pasuk from the pashtos. The Yishlam are abeir b'zeh b'pashtos. Kavanas Rashihi the Yashiv. Koshi klali because of Zeh. Rashi is coming to answer a general question about this pasuk. My nav kamina prad Zeh daasipor shel shabayira Moshe vayomer achin no daha davar. Why do we have to know that Moshe was scared about this matter being known? Hayira zu lo garma l'shemaisa shay lo barak Moshe el midyon ela acharei shasham aparo al kach v'bigish nargo. The story itself, Rabbi is going to say, is necessary. You have to know why Moshe ran away to Midyon. He ran away because Paro found out that he killed a Mitzri. And therefore he was scared for his life, and therefore he had to run away. But why do we have to know the emotion of being scared? What's that coming to F? So let's skip the brackets where the Rebbe says that the parsha itself is important, but the Yira of Moshe is seemingly extra. So on page 2 he says, V'chein mevi Rashi perash ha-medrash Yira sov zu shamoshe harehi udayga shema ein Yisrael v'ruud ne'igal. So that's what the Rebbe says, that the reason what the Torah has to tell us Moshe was scared is because it has something to do with the general story, why are the Jews in galus? Here Rashi says the simple pshat is kifshuto, Moshe was scared for his life. We have to ask the same question on the pshat. What is the relevance? What is the significance of the fact that Moshe was scared for his life in the broader story? Why do we have to know that detail? Yaakov was scared when he was about to meet Esav. There were two people, Hashem made them promises and they were still scared. Habakar Sheba Avos Vabakar Sheba Neviim, the chosen one of the Avos and chosen one of the Neviim. Habakar Sheba Avos, the Yaakov, Amalok HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'hineinu K'imach, Vesof Nesyarei, Shnemar V'yirah Yaakov. Habakar Sheba Neviim is the Moshe, Amalok HaKadosh Baruch Hu K'iyah Imach, Vesof Nesyarei, V'yomar Hashem El Moshe Al Tira Oso. Eino Omer Al Tira Oso, Elo L'mish Nesyarei. Moshe was scared of Paro. So you have this medrash connecting Yaakov's fear, despite a promise, to Moshe's fear, despite a promise. Well, pligim mefarishim medrash bekavanas medrash. Bekavanas ha-maymar. There's a major machlokas and mefarishim about this medrash.
What promise did Moshe get at this point?
Not at this point. He's, this med, right. This is this medrash is referring to a later point in the story.
Okay.
And he got a promise at the snap. Yeah. sorry if that point was not clear. The Yesh Mefarshim, she says, Shivkam Shal Yaakov Moshe. The Av Beishuv Tukum Eis Hashem Mikom Akov Osam Kol Alata. That even though they were promised, still they didn't rely on the promise. Ki Yaru Shema Gar Machet. Veshuv Inam Ruyim the Kiyam Av Takazo. So it was the Shvach that there was such big anavim that they didn't think that they were deserving of this promise, and they're always concerned Shema Yigur Machet that they were going to sin, and the promise is going to be revoked. Av Yesh Mefarshim, she come out to Metra, she in Lomod Mehem. But another group of Mefarshim say the point in his medrash is to criticize Yaakov and criticize Moshe that we should dafka not be afraid. Shanavi Hochiach is Israel al zeh shayum mefachadim. The hemshek of his medrash is that Hashem was Mochiach Israel and they were constantly being scared. Page 3. Here's the big philosophical question. Why is it bad that they were scared if they have a legitimate concern maybe they're going to do Averos and maybe they are not going to be deserving of this promise? You would think that is the ideal, to constantly be concerned. Ashri ad shafak etamid is nemar b'divrei Torah. You should always be concerned you're not deserving and you're not going to be rewarded therefore or live a good life. So the Rebbe is going to answer this question and then come back to answer the significance of Vayira Moshe in the story with the Mitzri and why even al pi pshat it's necessary to mention it. This question is a general question about bitakon. Perish bitakon, inu rak emuna mechoz Hashem lativo lochalzo mitzara. Bitakon is not just a general belief, intellectual confirmation, an affirmation of the fact that Hashem could do whatever he wants. El shaboteach b'Hashem shekein yasem b'fola. You trust Hashem, he's going to do it actually. Shadavar vaday etzlo anshu b'minucha gemura v'ino doi klau. There's a certain conclusion to what's going to happen, and therefore you are not concerned, you have complete serenity. Being in a state of complete calmness and serenity, that you have complete trust in the person, in the being, that you trust that he's going to do what's best for you. What's the basis of this certainty? So there's no certainty that a good thing is going to happen. How can we be so certain that good things are going to happen? So what's the source for the certainty that good things are going to happen? The source for this menuchas nefesh, if this concern of Shema Yigur Machet is always there? Meaning he's generalizing the question that he asked on this medrash. So in Oz Gimel, he's going to propose a suggestion number one. In the end, he's going to go much further than it, but let's just go through suggestion number one. The Chor Yesh Levar is that. Bitakon is based on Amunah. Amunah is a general belief that Hashem, everything is Biyad Hashem. Bitachon is based on that. You found in a time of distress. It's not because that distressor, that thing which is causing you to be in a bad situation, itself has any koach. If you don't, if not deserving, Hashem, who's completely in charge of all events, is going to save you from it. Even if it's completely impossible. Hashem can do whatever he wants. So if you are deserving of being saved, you're going to be saved. Let's say you're not deserving of being saved. And you deserve to have this illness, to lose that job, to do whatever. Even though the result is different than the one you, so to speak, want, you're still going to be completely calm. Why? Because you know, this stressor is not independent, it's working as a shliach of Hashem. For some reason, Hashem wants or needs, is required to punish you. You believe that this punishment which you're getting, which again, which you don't want, is l'tovaso. So bitachon equals a certain sense of menuchas nefesh, of calmness, based on the belief that whatever happens is from Hashem. Yeah, but you don't know what's going to happen. The result might be against what you're davening for, but you're still fully calm when that sorrow is taking place because you believe it's from Hashem. You believe it's for your tova. You might be shaman your gamachet. The good result you want may not actually happen, but still you're fully calm. Everything comes from Hashem, even the bad, so to speak, bad, and therefore your full calmness, full serenity, I'm knowing that whatever happens is from Hashem. So this sheet on bitachon in contemporary times, if I understand correctly, has been known as the sheet of the Chazon Ish. You look in the Sefer Amunah bitachon, I think it's beginning of Perek Beis. He says there's people make this mistake about bitachon. They think that whatever you want is going to happen. That is a tov shezura about the midah bitachon. Bitachon means that we don't know what's going to happen. Hashem does whatever he wants, but knowledge that everything is done bashkacha pratis to the nth degree. And therefore, that creates a certain state of serenity, of menuchas nefesh, in the person with the knowledge that things aren't random. So bitachon isn't about a result, it's about a state of being of the person, a cognitive state, an emotional state. You're calm because you know Hashem is in charge, no matter what happens. That's what the Rebbe is suggesting over here. So that's what the Mefarshim say, Moshe Rabbeinu should not have been afraid. Yaakov and Moshe were scared of the person of Esav and of Paro that were being mitzayir them. If you're scared of Moshe, if you feel anxiety over Paro, anxiety over Esav, that is a chisaro in this midah bitachon, because you don't have that menuchas nefesh. It could be Paro is going to kill out the Jews. It could be that Esav is going to kill out Yaakov's family. But still, you have full menuchas nefesh. Ostalot. Avo ein beir zem aspek. But this is not a sufficient explanation of the midah bitachon. Kinyano shel midah bitachon befashtos. It's not just a state of being of calmness. Bitachon is that you trust Hashem, that the good, which is nigla v'nira, the apparent good, is going to happen. Hashem is going to save Yaakov. Hashem is going to save Moshe. If the pashtos of bitachon is that good things are going to happen, the tov hanira, the hanigla, is going to happen, then again, that's something which is hard to imagine your average Jew could achieve. Why? How could we say, I know the Tov and Nigla is going to happen? What about our Katayim? So Rebbe is pointing out that if Mita B'Tachon B'Fashtos is trusting that the Tova Nigla is going to happen, how is that shining for the average person? What about Shemin Yugra Machit? Rak Tzadikim Geburim Sheshlimim B'Vodasam Inim Choshim Shemin Yugra Machit Maybe Mida B'Tachon sounds like, according to this approach, is only for the Tzadikim Geburim. But here's the turning point. V'chovos Elevavos Kasod V'eras Asibos Shabem Yitachon B'Tachon Shiyem Misha Batak Allah Bitaklas and Adivas Fechased Nemisha Railo Ulame Shainu Railo Usiyan Divuso Masmedus Vakasto Nimshak Woli Kares Woli Pasik. So the Chovas El Babel says the Mida Bitakon is for somebody who's deserving of the Chesed of Hashem and also for somebody who's not deserving of the Chesed of Hashem. Hari She'inin HaBitakon HaMiyusar Alzeh Shekhanesh Baruch Hu Meitiv Gam Nemi She'inu Rai. B'Tachon is based on the fact Hashem is good, Hashem does chesed even for those who have katayim, even for those who are not deserving. Sarach Be'er Av B'Yisharach HaMi'ah Hashem Him Gam HaMi She'inu Rai Hari Mikamakum B'Tachon Shemegi Al Adam O Nesha Maisa Palo Tovim U'mau Ha'yistod Shemidat HaBitakon Sha'adam Batuach Shekhanesh Baruch Hu Yitiv Lo Af Me'inu Rai L'Kach. How does that work? How can we be certain that Hashem is going to be good, Hashem is going to do chesed and nigla v'anira to people who have katayim? Hey, v'yuvan zeh al pi divrei Rabbeinu Tzemach Tzedek shuva kama pavim madik kvok d'chasto amar yachasni admar sh'ana li'akon sh'hiskanin etzlo l'ur rachmi macholda mesukon chas v'shalom. Somebody once came to Tzemach Tzedek and said, Tzemach Tzedek, Rebbe, please daven for a sick person in my family. What was the Tzemach Tzedek's response? Trakut v'yizikuch chashov tov v'yatov. Think good, it will be good. U'mashra midivarev she'etzam makshav l'tofa habitachon tavi l'totzaos tovos v'tov hanira v'hanigla. The very fact you're thinking positive, you're thinking good, you think that Hashem is going to save you, itself has a causative relationship with that good end result. V'nira l'vayra kavanas advarim chovas habitachon sh'nitzavino alav eino rap prat v'totza b'derek memila mi'amuna shakol b'dei shanayim shekonesh baruch hu chanan v'rakom d'in tzorak v'chiyav miuchad alzeh. B'Tachon is not just a cognitive belief that Hashem is in charge. Hashem can do whatever he wants, he can do chesed to us if he wants to. And l'chovah zohi avodah b'fnei atzmo. B'Tachon is an independent type of avodah, which is based on that belief system. Shemahusa v'gidra sh'adam yismoch v'yishan HaKadosh Baruch Hu ad sh'yashle kol gorelo b'yad Hashem. B'Tachon is a state of complete reliance. Not just belief, everything is b'yad Hashem, but reliance completely on Hashem. Hashneik al Hashem yavcha. Throw on Hashem your package, your burden. She'en lo shum mash'en ba'olam b'ado yisparach. Hashem is the only thing you could rely on. V'ish lomar, she'zoi ha'kavana b'mashakasu b'chovas olavos, she'bitakon hu ke'eben ha'asir asher hu b'beis ha'bor b'shus adonav, she'kol b'tzkono shel asir hu hu rak al adonav. The only person this captive could rely on to free him is this master. She'master b'yado, liuha adon laziko hu ilo kuzu aso. It's completely impossible to be saved. Whatever the situation, rely on Hashem that the Tov Nigla Vanira is going to happen, Takshov Tov Tia Tov, and that is what's going to happen. Once we know that B'Tachon is an avodah of the person, to work on yourself, not just believe in Hashem, but rely on Hashem completely, no matter whatever we do, that itself is going to explain to us why Takshov Tov Tiyatov. In a pirush B'Tachon, Shema'amin, Shekivan Shachasi Hashem, Him Belim Medida Vagbala, Bein Roy Bein Mishen Roy, V'Lachenu Yikabe Waschasi Hashem, Belisham Avodah Miat Mitzido, Kifizat Batal Kolin and Deskarvonesh. B'Tachon is not just you just say everything is b'yad Hashem. Hashem is going to do good for me. Because if that's true, what about Shemayu Ramachet? What about Skar Bolinash? El B'Tachon hu avuda v'yigia benafsho. Avuda is work. It's toil on yourself. You work on yourself to a state of complete reliance on Hashem. Nothing you do matters. Everything is beyond Hashem. Again, we're going to see this. It's not a steer to Ishtablus. Chabad is very into activism. But ultimately, everything is beyond Hashem. You're completely relying on Hashem as a skar, a totsa'a, that avodah of yagia nafsha. So working on yourself to that realization, to that reliance, not just belief, but reliance, that itself is going to bring the good results. You completely rely entirely on Hashem. The scar of bitakon is the result which you want. Is that tov anigla v'anira? Look at footnote 40. He points out this is mefurish in the Sefer Yikarim. It's mefurish in the Kavod Kemach. It's mefurish in the Maral. It's mashmos of several madrashim. Again, he's not being machadish this approach, but it's just important to see where the Rebbe maps out, or Chabad maps out in terms of the possible approaches to bitakon, and how he transforms this into complete activism, optimism, no matter the situation. Mizel tochen atzibay b'tak b'Hashem chayotze b'ze. Sh'adam tzarek l'hashlik as yavo al kadosh baruch hu sh'yitiv lo b'tov v'nira v'nigla. Trust Hashem, rely on Hashem. He's going to do the tov v'nigla v'nira. Hashem was so meek ach v'rak al kadosh baruch hu levad mivli lasos kishbonos and epsho li'natzo v'chulei azay han haga imo milamala kumita k'negan mita. You trust in Hashem, Shlo Kederek HaTava, Hashem is going to respond to you, Shlo Kederek HaTava, Mita Kenegan Mita. HaShakadosh Baruch Hu Shomer Alav, Merachim Alav, Gamim Al Pi Cheshbon, Inaroy Lekach, Shia Tov Lo, Tov Anira Benigla Dafka. Sarah Perish, Jebet Zan Lak Tzedek, Shabitachon Atzmo, Yavi Lato Sos Tavos. Takshov Tov Tia Tov is a causative relationship between Takshov Tov and the result of being good. Shino ingin study the Rabbi Bitakon. El zeu geder Rabbi Bitakon shnistavino olav. This is the geder Rabbi Bitakon. Now he goes back to the Parsha Shmos, and then he's going to go back to the Ma'aseh applications. Apia now yishlomar yishzel kavan as a kasa parsha seino. Shibasaper al yirasa shemosha. Kishashama me'al ivri harigini v'kule kasheraktas amitzri. As shmeino yisod hanel b'mina sabitakon. This is why it's important for us to know that Moshe Rabbeinu was scared. Shabitakon atzmo who will maybe be going to Yeshua Hashem. The bitakon itself brings Yeshua Hashem. Yechal hei natosh mi'ala. Zesh adam lo nachlas mitzara. If you're not saved from mitzara, harizav mipnei sheyachaser bitakon shalo. It's a condemnation. It's a critique that you're lacking your bitakon. It's pretty harsh words about Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, but he's working off them. There was a mefarshim who thought the Medrash was being critical of Moshe. Zel mashakasuf v'yira Moshe v'gomar achinu da'adavar v'tekev la'achar zeh v'yishma parov gomer v'yivakesh la'rugas Moshe v'yirak Moshe v'gomer. So then Moshe being scared is not just some random narrative insert about, oh, Moshe happened to be scared, but power heard nonetheless. Kivan shemoshe ha'yorei l'nafsho v'lobatach b'Hashem, because Moshe was scared, Shliavol Shum Hesnakas Shalom Mipulosa Batovos, Moshe did good by killing the Mitzri and saving the Jew. Again, I'll issue Israel, Mea Mitzri, Shiko, so Lochiach Shni Hashem Ivrim. Hariza Garam, She Vayishma Paros Adavar, Hazem, Vipakish Sharogas Moshe, Futrak Livrak Mendo. Vayira Moshe is the cause for power hearing and for the Tsara that Moshe found himself in. Let's just skip the next little bit into Masha Inkin. If Moshe would have been not concerned one iota, we would have been certain the power would never hear about it. The tova nigla v'anira that Moshe Rabbeinu would be able to stay in Mitzrayim, if he was certain that result would have happened, he's a gufay a poel shaya davar nishkach, then power never would have heard about it. For yatovlo b'tova nira v'anigla. Great. That's the end of his parish on the parsha. It's important to have this attitude. If you find minios and ikuvim, impediments to your avodas Hashem, I love the das. Everything is in your hands. You have the ability to overcome every single impediment possible. Dim yesh lo bitachon gamar b'Hashem, shu yismarag yazor, shi yatov, ad shu b'menucha gemura b'li shum zayka klal. If you work on yourself to this point, where you have full bitachon in Hashem, in the tov, the tov ha'nigla b'nira is going to happen, important brackets, v'kamuvan b'yakad mezeh osa ha'kol ha'tali bo b'derach ha'teva l'vazo m'niyos l'alu, and also you do your own nishtalos to overcome these m'niyos. In other sikos, the Rebbe's marak about the relationship between bitachon and nishtalos, that this type of approach is not so stir one iota full nishtalos, but maybe we'll deal with that at a different time. But if you have full bitachon in Hashem, hay huftachnu chaktov vayin zuk gut. Rebbe probably should have figured out how to say that before. She can't yell a follow. She is bound to call him and yell a speak of him. Betov yellow before mamish. Betov hanira vahanigla. The ini basar. The mata measar tvakim. Then that result is going to happen. So you see what the Rebbe is doing over here. He's taking this idea of tachshov tov tiyatov, and he's saying that he's empowering people. He's saying that everything, therefore, is in your hands. Nothing is beyond your grasp. As long as you have full bitachon, you work on yourself to a certain degree, every single possible tov hanigla vanira is within your ability to achieve. You realize how empowering such an attitude is. Kashem shebegulas mitzrayim namar shebeschos habitako nigalu yisrael mitzrayim alderak zehu begula migalos zeh akaron keisav medrash shekidai hein legula beskara kivay atzmo. The medrash in Tehillim says that beschos the hope, the bitako in the geula, that's what's going to cause the geula. And you see how much with the combination of the simcha we saw in the last couple of weeks and bitachon over here, how this is such a powerful combination in creating a movement that overcame so many obstacles, so many impediments to really achieve tremendous goals. So next week, either we'll do one more about bitachon, about the relationship between bitachon and nishtalos, or maybe we'll go on to Avas Yisrael, which is a third part, a third very, very key theme in terms of what underlined aspects of Avodas Hashem underlined Chabad's activities in the last half of the 20th century, and then we'll go on from there. Shkoach. Thank you.